Okay, so for today's learning of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, I'm going to talk about a couple of very interesting and common applications of Hilchas Bishul. You're allowed to cook things on Shabbos, one of the Lamatas Malachas of Shabbos. But there are different forms of cooking that might be surprising to someone unfamiliar with Hilchas Shabbos. So everyone knows that you can't take a food that's raw, cook it on Shabbos. That's usher because of Bishul on Shabbos. Another form of cooking applies even to something that could have been eaten raw. So even though it's somewhat of a machlekes, we paskin la'alacha, that even if, let's say, you take fruit that's raw or vegetables that are raw that could have been eaten even without cooking. So maybe you could argue that the cooking of this object isn't substantial because it wasn't necessary to make it edible. Still, we paskin la'halacha that if a person goes ahead and cooks the vegetable, cooks the fruit, it's usur because of bishul on Shabbos, in spite of the fact that it would have been 100% edible even without the cooking. There's a very interesting and surprising application of bishul on Shabbos that applies to things that are even non-food items. So if a person, let's say, takes a piece of metal, which is hard and softens it by using heat, the halacha is that's a violation of bishul on Shabbos, because bishul also applies when you take something hard and you make it soft, or you take something soft and you make it hard. If you apply heat to it and you change its format and its substance from being hard to soft or vice versa, that's a form of cooking on Shabbos. So I'm going to share with you one common application of this, which actually, according to the Shevet Halevi, happens to be mutter halacha lamaisa. A person, let's say, is making a coffee on Shabbos. So you're taking hot water and you want to put it in a klisheni or a klishlishi, and in that way prepare your coffee on Shabbos. But you have this plastic cup that's going to be used to hold the hot water from the urn. And without realizing it, you notice that the water that enters the cup, because it's plastic, the cup melts, literally, as a result of the very hot water entering. And the question is, are you, in this scenario, violating the Isser Bishul by virtue of the fact that you're taking a cup that had previously been hard, and you're melting it, you're softening it? So maybe you're taking something that's hard, softening it, and violating the Isser Bishul on Shabbos by virtue of the water entering the cup and softening it. So lahalacha, the Shevet Halevi happens to be lenient in this case, and it's based on the following idea. And it's really a shita of the Mogen Avram that he quotes. The Mogen Avram in Siman Shin Yirches has the following idea. Yes, the Gemara says that by taking heat and softening something hard, or hardening something soft, you could violate the Isser of cooking on Shabbos. However, this malacha isn't violated if you didn't have intent to do so, even though it's a psik resha, even though it's inevitable that it will take place and it will turn hard from soft or soft from hard, since it wasn't your intent, that's not the malacha on Shabbos. So even though generally in Hilchas Shabbos we say that if it's a psik resha, that's included in the malacha d'oraisa. If it's inevitable that the result will happen, even if that wasn't your intent, that's considered a violation of the malacha d'oraisa. Over here, we don't say that. If it's a psik resha, that's not the malacha. And therefore, says the Shevet Halevi, if you're not interested in the result, you don't want the result, it's loynichale, then it not only is it not iser deraisa, but it's mutter. Then it's mutter. In general, in Hilchas Shabbos, if something's inevitable, it's deraisa. And if it's inevitable, but you're not interested, it's loynichale, it's downgraded to an iser derabanan. In this case, where it's a psik resha de loynichale, you're not interested in this result, then it's not only not an issur d'oraisa, it's not even asur d'rabbanan. It's actually mutter. It's permissible. And therefore, says the Shevet Halevi, in this case, where the water enters the cup and it softens it and kind of melts it, you're not violating the issur of bishul on Shabbos because, A, this type of bishul isn't a problem on a d'oraisa level if you weren't mechaven, even though it's inevitable. And since you weren't interested in the result, it's loynichale, it's not only not issur d'oraisa, but it's actually mutter. It's permissible on Shabbos. One more interesting application. I want to take bread and I want to toast it on Shabbos. So let's say I'm not going to put it directly on the fire because I don't want it to be over on Mechzikim Mevashel, the rabbinic prohibition of seeming like cooking on Shabbos, but I want to heat it up. I want to toast it. So I'll put it, let's say, next to the fire or on top of another pot cooking on the fire. Whatever it is, I want to take the bread and toast it on Shabbos. Is this perhaps a violation of this form of Bishul on Shabbos by virtue of the fact that I'm taking bread that was soft and I'm hardening it by toasting it? Is that a problem of Bishul because I'm taking the soft bread and I'm hardening it? And this is the question. Does this halacha of Bishul as it relates to hardening a soft or softening a hard apply to food items as well? Maybe it's only an application of Bishul when it comes to non-food items. So lahalacha lemaisa, this is a machlaikis in this case. Many paiskim are machmer. And that's what a person should assume, halacha lemaisa, that a person shouldn't toast bread on Shabbos. Why? Well, one of the reasons, says the Shalom Eshev, is this halacha, that maybe because you're taking something soft and hardening it by toasting it, even though it's a food item, that's a form of Bishul on Shabbos and it's going to be forbidden. Others have different reasons as to why it should be usser. For instance, the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa brings down, maybe it's a problem of Makabe Patash, maybe you're forming, you're completing the object, the toast on Shabbos. So this is questionable because the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that Makabe Patash is not a halacha, it's not a halacha that applies by foods. But that's one possible avenue of making it a problem. Another possible reason why it should be usser is because of maybe considering this afia achar bishul. Maybe by enhancing the bread, by making it a new dimension, a new taste, by toasting it, so maybe it's like the halacha of baking after roasting or baking after cooking, which we say is asr lechatchila because you're adding a new dimension of taste to the bread, so therefore it would maybe be a possible violation of Bishul on Shabbos. Lemaisa, not everyone agrees that it's asr. The Marasham and his Das Torah is mekel. However, because many paiskim are machmer, a person should be machmer lehalacha lemaisa, and one of the reasons why it should be a problem, according to these paiskim, the Shalom Eshev and others, is because of this halacha of taking something soft and hardening it.